There's no question that Saddam Hussein's life has changed dramatically since American forces toppled his regime. But commentator Joe Tatchell imagines that Iraq's former leader might still be pursuing one of his favorite hobbies.
In an isolated prison cell, an aging gentleman with neatly clipped beard sits writing at a small canteen table. The past year has seen a stark change in his fortunes. Gone are the Gucci suits and French hair dye. Gone is his entourage. The only outside contact he has now is with the Red Cross and his interrogators. And although a trial awaits, I believe he's now absorbed in the writing of another novel, an epic tale of passion and revenge. But don't be fooled. This is no prisoner of conscience, for the writer in question is none other than Saddam Hussein. The former president of Iraq, the man dubbed the Butcher of Baghdad, has published 4 romantic fantasy novels. These torrid stories are the last word in vanity publishing, and indeed in Saddam's debut, Zabiba and the King, it seems as if he might have modelled the romantic lead upon himself. Once upon a time, the story opens, there was a great and powerful king. His influence was widespread, and he was surrounded by respect, peace, love and trust, as well as awe and fear from those who are afraid of what they have done. The novels are bursting with such vanities, and all delivered in his distinctive flowery prose. Of course, as a totalitarian dictator, he could be sure of getting fantastic reviews, and the book sold millions of copies. But it is unlikely he will be winning any literary awards now. Nevertheless, Saddam is not the first despot to pursue the literary arts. From Nehru through to Napoleon, Hitler, Mao, and even fellow Middle Eastern autocrat Colonel Gaddafi, there is more than enough output from this dishonourable band to suggest we acknowledge it as a genre in its own right, dictator literature or dicklit. So what exactly motivates the dicklit author? In the case of Saddam, I believe that his main motivation was, and still is, the need for control. Fiction gave him the opportunity to recreate the world as he would have wished it to be. It allowed him to correct the disappointments and failures of his political life. I've heard reports that as Saddam's power flagged, so dedication to his literary endeavours accelerated, and it seems to me that by the last years of the regime he was neglecting state affairs, preferring to use body doubles and TV broadcasts to give the illusion of control, while he focused on his writing. It's even reputed that as the Allies were poised for invasion, Saddam was busy putting the finishing touches to his 4th novel, Begone Demons. In his writings he was able to reinvent himself, drawing from historical and mythological figures, Nebuchadnezzar, Muhammad, Stalin, he created a grand hybrid, the proud, successful leader of the country that gave birth to civilization. Will he be able to perpetuate these myths now that his regime is gone? The gentleman in his prison cell has little access to publishers and readers, but perhaps, after all, the audience doesn't matter. It may be that there is only one man he needs to convince with his visions of an alternative utopian universe. Himself.
Commentator Joe Tatchell lives in Bath, England.